Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. I'm back. CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there because in addition to this video, down below, there's additional text, graphics, links that just make this video more valuable. Also, welcome our audio-only listeners. All right, let's see here. Well, we're having a very special event right now. This is part two of a four videos that I'm doing with Celeste Hackett. We're celebrating my 10 years of the Hypnosis Cetra program. You know, I first started off doing all by myself audio programs, teaching you a little bit about hypnosis in each episode, and then it took about a year, and then I started doing video, and it was all by myself, and I thought, you know, I could make this a whole lot more interesting if I could figure out a way to get a co-host. And the one I chose to be my very first co-host was Celeste Hackett, and I've brought her back just as a special thing to celebrate our 10 years of putting out podcasts. Oh, this is going to be a podcast number like 479. If I knew I was going to be doing that many videos, I probably would have been overwhelmed and never started. So, you know, it's amazing what you can do when you just keep plowing away one week at a time doing what you can do. All right, let's see here. So we're continuing with a topic. This is part two of really how to have a successful hypnosis practice out of your home. Now, you guys who, you know, you don't want to do it out of your home, you're doing it in a professional building, guess what? Just about 80% of what we're talking about applies to any kind of hypnosis practice. Let me introduce Celeste. Like Erica, our other co-host, she got her initial training at another hypnosis school, but it was insufficient for her to really have the kind of business she wanted. She came to the Banyan Hypnosis Center and got her 5-path and 7-path certification. Then she was like full out. She's now speaking. She speaks at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. She's spoken at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend at least two or three times. She's an author, co-author of the important book Real Hypnosis Business Success, and she's written many articles, including writing for the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism, only the most important journal on professional hypnotism in the world, and also our 5-path IAHP, which is International Association of Hypnosis Professionals Journal. She's the very first accredited hypnosis instructor. She has a state licensed school in the great state of Texas, and she's, as I said before, my very first co-host, and I'm so happy to have her back. How you doing, Celeste?
Cal, I am doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for that great introduction. I appreciate it so much. And I want to tell everybody that what Elvis is to rock and roll, you're probably to hypnosis. So if people don't know who you are, I don't know why. What the heck? You're practically a household name to hypnotists anyway. And you've been 20 years in the profession this year. Congratulations, Cal. 10 years doing hypnosis, etc. Like he said, he's the only person that I know that's ever been able to pull this off. Practically every week, brand new training, consistent and focused. That's one of his, I think, your greatest traits, Cal, is you're able to sustain your focus. When you have something that you want to get done, you don't stop. Nothing holds you back. And you also have taught us how to do that whenever we do work with clients using the method that you created, 5-path. 5-path is a wonderful method for working with clients in a hypnotic state and helping them overcome all kinds of things. You are probably one of the most award-winningest hypnotists that I know, too. And what's cool about you is you came from a psychological background and then said, the heck with that, I like hypnosis better. And I just applaud you for that, Cal Banyan. Thank you so much. Yes, it's back to this whole how to make $100,000 in a home office. You didn't mention that part, the $100,000. I'm going to mention it, Cal. Is that all right with you? It's too late anyway.
Absolutely. Go ahead and mention it. I think it's you know, it's not bragging if you can back it up.
Well, I just want people to know. Too few people know about hypnosis as a career option at all. And whenever they do those surveys of people who are very satisfied in their careers, it blows my mind, kind of makes me ticked that hypnotists aren't ever listed. And if you find full-time hypnotists, it doesn't matter what training they've had or what they're doing, they are some of the most satisfied and fulfilled professionals that I know. And so I want people to know hypnosis is a viable option for your career. If this is your thing, if you think this, you want to help people, if you like the way the mind works and you're interested in that, if you have a heart for serving people, then this would be a really good choice for you, I think. I want to talk about the inside part of what it takes. Last podcast, I talked about how it's two things that you have to work on. The outside, running your business, getting clients, getting very efficient at doing sessions. And that's the outside, everything that people see you doing and or, you know, people who are close to you see you doing. And then the other part is working on you on the inside. This is supremely important and maybe even more important than working on the outside, because our own problems will stump us, you know? So what I recommend to a lot of hypnotists is run your business as best as you can and see where you trip up, and then go get some help. Find another hypnotist to work with you. I also recommend that you have a regular sitting time every day, even after you clear out all possible problems that you might have from your childhood, and you get very motivated about, you know, being no holds barred, working towards becoming the successful practitioner that you're determined to be. Life happens. Life happens. You know, when I was building this business, my mother-in-law despised me. I got pregnant and lost a baby. My mother got cancer. My dad died. My niece, who's disabled, came to live with me. She moved out. My sister came to live with me. I had to straighten out her life and help her. She moved out. Then my other sister-in-law came to live with me, who lost her job and got divorced. And I mean, my brother got Lyme's disease. I mean, I could give you a list of problems that I had while I was building the business that would probably be as tall as I am. So I'm telling you this because too many professionals, too many hypnotists, newly trained hypnotists who are hell bent on becoming a professional hypnotist and making money, what ends up happening too often is they'll say, well, I was doing good until, and then you hear about something that tripped them up and that thing stopped them and they were like out for the count, done. And you have to have something to help you get back up again. So we're taught self-hypnosis, but there's not enough emphasis on it. You've got to sit with yourself twice a day and make sure you're on track. You need to have a way of dumping stuff that's been building up day to day. You need to be able to check your progress, see if you're still making progress. And this is a place also to troubleshoot and get ideas for things. Cal, do you have any comments or questions about that?
You know, as you're talking about this, you know, I'm thinking about, as you talk about how to set up a practice, even though my practice was not in the home, so much this just applies to no matter what kind of practice you're setting up, be in a business environment or a medical environment or whatever. But the pure desire and drive and can do no matter what attitude, and working on yourself with I every single day, twice a day, I do self-hypnosis. I do it in the morning and I do it in the evening, and it helps me to clear out the junk that's happened in the day and keep me focused on where I want to go. And another thing is all this stuff that's happening around you, be it family challenges or your other job challenges or whatever it is, or the media putting garbage into your brain, you got to get it out. And one of the best ways is self-hypnosis. Also, another thing I want you to think about is, I say this in the previous podcast, garbage in, garbage out. Right? Well, let's turn that around. Gold in, gold out. You want to set it up so that a constant flow of positive is coming into your life. Reading positive books, listening to positive tapes, subscribing to podcasts like this one, where they just keep you on track, because, you know, right there on your phone, every day new stuff is coming in. I mean, if you subscribe to our podcast, as soon as we do a new video, we send you a notice. And you can also do that through iTunes with any kind of thing you want, and you just automatically get the positive information. You don't have to go looking for it. It comes to you whether you're in a good mood, bad mood, sleepy, tired, excited, motivated. There it is in your inbox. So I just wanted to get that in there.
Yes. Yes, it's about writing yourself again and again and again. Imagine if you were going from California to New York with a backpack and you only put the essentials in your backpack that you knew you would need to get to New York. Well, by the time you start walking, you're going to start picking up other stuff. If you don't like sit down and look within that backpack and dump some things that aren't essential and look at your map to see if you're still on track and maybe get cleaned up and rested, you are going to fail. You're going to say, I was doing good until the backpack's going to get too heavy and you're just going to be out for the count. Every day in the morning and in the evening, sit down and just go within. I like to call it sometimes this, there's so many different things that you can do when you go within. You know, you can have many different purposes for going within. One thing is simply to get ideas. I call that Googling yourself. I think we have a better internet system in our mind than the internet that we all, you know, have on our computer. So if you close your eyes and you put yourself in hypnosis and you just start asking questions, what's stopping me from moving forward in my business today? And you wait for an answer and you keep rolling that over in your mind, sending it maybe, you know, envisioning it maybe going to a higher place where you might get more information, because I believe in a higher power. So that's the way I do it. Then you'll get information. What do I need to do to get back on track? How am I doing staying on track? Where am I going with this client? What am I even thinking today? I remember many times I would get on some bad tangent of thought about maybe a family member or something, and I wouldn't even realize it until I was sitting down and just asking myself. And then I would sometimes realize that the things I was saying to myself about them weren't true and they were making me miserable. And so many things you can learn about yourself, so many ways you can write yourself. So I do three things when I have my sitting time. The first part is, and I don't do this necessarily first, but there's three things. First, I'm doing meditation. And by that, I mean I'm focusing on something. And when my tension goes away, I bring it back to that one thing. I love seventh path self-hypnosis because it's automatically what you're doing. You're focusing on a self-suggestion. And when your mind goes away or your body starts acting up or something, whenever your mind, body, and emotions start, you know, having a say, then you bring it back to that sentence again. And so this gives you mental flexibility. And also they say, scientific studies say that increases your willpower. And so that's a good thing to have when you're running a business, believe me. And then the self-hypnosis part of it is, this is when you're purposely working on yourself. So I'm doing the meditation some, and then sooner or later, I'm going to move into purposeful self-hypnosis where I'm working on something. I'm either visualizing an outcome or I'm doing some self-regression back, using maybe the time tunnel technique or something to undo something. I might need to cry and release feelings. So I could do something like that, like maybe hit a pillow or allow myself to emote. So that's the self-hypnosis where I'm kind of fixing stuff part. And then what I like to do, I'll either begin and or end or both with prayer. And for me, it's a very deep, from the heart, the depths of my heart conversation. And it may be gratitude, what's on my mind, what I'm feeling. You know, it doesn't have to be positive. Asking for help. You can also be meditating on written prayers or prepared prayers. So all of this stuff works together. And it helps you to stay like a buoy upright in the water so that you're constantly able to not drown and make it in this business and in life anyway. Even if you're not becoming a hypnotist, you have to have something to keep you stable so that you move forward. Cal, I know that was a lot. Sorry.
No, just let it all out. Let it all out. Some notes I'm writing down as you're writing. I always have a running list. When I turn on my computer, bam, it comes up, and it's my projects that I'm working on in order of priority. And if there's ever a gap in that list, I just ask myself, what's the most important thing that I do today to promote my business or to make my business better? And just kind of having that routine of being able to follow through on what I've started, keep track of the most important things, and be able to really put the first things first. As they say, I think it's the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, which is a great book. Read it, live it. And let's see, one other thing, don't do what you don't do. I know that sounds funny, but there, as a hypnotist, there's only so much you can do. I remember back in the early days of my office, it just so happened I had enough background in computer science that I'd been online since before anyone had heard about the internet. So when I went into business in 1996, I had my first domain name, had my first website up, and I was doing all that stuff. But then after a while, the art of building websites and this kind of thing became more and more sophisticated, more and more complicated, and I had to say, wait a minute, am I going to be the best hypnotist I can be, or am I going to be a web designer? And eventually I had to turn that over to someone else, and that's how we began having our IT staff. But don't do what you don't do. In the beginning, you might have to do a lot of stuff, but as soon as you can, you want to, let's see how to put that, refer out, outsource, give somebody else a thing to do. Another thing is, Maureen's my wife, she's a general manager, there's stuff that she does that I don't do. And of course, there's stuff that I do that she doesn't do. And we've divided things up. And I think, Celeste, you've got that going on with Christopher, your husband, too. He does some things that you don't do, right?
That's right. He takes care of a lot of things that I don't really care to do at all. Like, he does the taxes every year. When I held up that piece of paper, it was totally him who put that together for me. I often don't even know what I've made. He just, so he handles that. He handles anything to do with this school, because I teach twice a year. I have a state licensed school, Dallas Hypnosis Career Training, and he makes sure that the hotel is ready, that I have all my products there, my training materials, and that I have the students' files and everything. So he's just wonderful for that. All I have to do is just step right in and teach.
Awesome. So that's a really big part of being successful in this business, is being really good at what you do and not doing what you don't do. Please, go ahead.
Well, the only other thing I want to say, and maybe I should have said this at first, but sometimes it occurs to me, kind of going off on what, just like to add to what you said, it occurs to me that sometimes people are in this business, but they're not really meant to do this kind of work. They maybe are meant to be someone who is in a supportive role like that, or I don't know, but this may not be the thing for them. This is another reason why you want to do your sitting time. You want to sit down and go, is this really what I want to do? And so whether it's hypnosis or something else, or doing something else within the hypnosis arena, maybe you want to be a stage hypnotist instead of a hypnotist that sees clients one-on-one. Maybe you want to just work with children, or maybe you don't want to be a hypnotist at all. Maybe you just thought you did. You need to figure this out. You want to go where your passion is, because if you don't have passion, that's the fuel. Passion is the fuel that will keep you going. If you don't have that, then you're not really all, that's also going to be a problem.
Awesome. As I look back over 20 years in the profession full time, and most of that being a trainer and someone who supervises hypnotists, and going to conventions, this will be my 20th year at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, is I see two factors that happen all the time. One is insufficient training. If you have insufficient training, then you're not going to feel confident, and you're certainly not going to be competent. So if you're one of those hypnotists that you feel like, gosh, I don't think my training was sufficient for me to, start charging for sessions, then, come on out to the Week of Power, or go through our 10-day certification course, or take our recorded training, whatever you need to do to get back on track. The other thing that I see is people who just don't have confidence in themselves. They don't have confidence in themselves. And that's also a failure of training. If you don't have confidence in yourself, then they haven't provided you with the tools you need to break through that lack of confidence. For example, all of our graduates, they learn 7-pass self-hypnosis, and they're going to be working on themselves constantly to boost their confidence level. Also, you can go get sessions with, why not? Why not be a product of the product, so to speak? Let's say you don't have confidence in yourself because you're overweight. You don't have confidence in hypnotists because you smoke or whatever. Perfect. That's so good. Because now you can go to a hypnotist or you can use self-hypnosis, overcome those issues, and you become what I call a true believer. And true believers are absolutely unstoppable. You also become a walking, talking, marketing billboard for the success of hypnotism. Everyone you know say, did you quit smoking? Other people you know might say, all right, did you lose that weight? Or another person might say, did you get new meds? Because you're just happier, you know. So those are the two things I think hold people back. What do you think of that, Celeste?
Yeah, definitely. Training and confidence. And like you say, they go hand in hand. The confidence can be a matter of a lack of good training. And that certainly happened to me in my first school that I went to. The first school that I went to, I had interesting training. I loved it. It was a weekend, one weekend a month for a whole year. But they just threw everything at us with no methodical process of how to do that. And there was no backup support. They said that we could call them anytime if we had a question. Well, I made that mistake and felt very unwelcome. So I'm like, this doesn't work. And I actually almost got out of hypnosis for good, Cal, at that point.
What made you decide to keep trying?
Well, I kept receiving the Journal of Hypnotism, the journal. And I got married and I had to make some money, and I had gotten fired in radio broadcasting, and I knew I was done with it because I was just so tired of it. I had been doing it since I was in high school. And I also saw that the handwriting was on the wall with the internet, that the radio was going away. And so I needed to make a living. And I thought to myself, too bad that hypnosis stuff didn't work. I had such hope. And then I looked in the journal and I saw all these older fellas and ladies just beaming and so excited and on fire for hypnotism. And I'm like, what the heck did I miss? Because grandpas don't lie. You know, they wouldn't lie and keep putting this in print year and year again. I mean, that's really going out on a limb right there to keep showing your face in that magazine and say it's great for years. And so I started reading the articles, and I found Gerald Kine, and then I found you. And it's been way more than I could have ever imagined. I mean, if you become a hypnotist, if you become a five-path hypnotist, it's a whole new dimension of hypnosis. It's so incredibly satisfying and fulfilling. I remember one day I was so excited because I ran out after a client left. I closed the door and I turned my back on the door and I looked at my husband. I said, honey, I'm a hypnotist. He said, yeah, you've been doing hypnosis for a while. I said, no, honey, I'm really a hypnotist. I really am now. And I said, I feel so good. I feel so happy. No, I don't feel happy. I feel something different. It's deep in my heart. I feel fulfilled. It was just my passion. My mission had all come together in that moment, and I knew it. And I wish that for you. I wish that for you. If you're really interested in this stuff, get the good training. Don't scrimp.
All right, beautiful. And you know, as you're talking about that the journal kept coming, even though you were kind of floating at the moment, right? That's an example of gold in, gold out. When you subscribe to things like the journal or this podcast, then, you know, you could have a down day and then bam, there it is in your mailbox, or bam, there it is in your email box, and it can lift you and give you the answers when you need it most. All right. Hey, so real quick, remind them you've got a talk coming up at the convention.
Yes, I've got a talk coming up. So the convention is August the 12th through the 14th. It's amazing. It's like a 50 ring circus for hypnotists. So you've got to go. But I definitely am going to do a 2-hour class. So I'm going to give a lot more information, stuff I don't have time to give you here, about how to make $100,000 a year in a home office. It's going to be fun. So I hope to see you there.
Awesome. All right. And of course, I'm going to be at the convention. I will see you guys at the convention, especially you five pathers out there, because on Thursday night before the convention, we've got our annual get together class. We've got so many special guests. The president of the National Guild of Hypnotists is going to be there to help us celebrate 20 years at the convention, 20 years in the profession. And I'm going to be speaking post-convention, a 3-day professional certification workshop in age regression. I'm also going to do a free 1-hour workshop on the universal script, and I'm also going to be doing an overview 2-hour workshop on 5-path, and then a 2-hour workshop on the essentials of doing age regression right. And I call that the essentials of mastering hypnotic age regression. Brilliant. All right, that's it. See you guys. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.